Martin, I'd like to ask you about the performance of The Odyssey, which toured from the Gate Theatre in autumn 1999, and which you directed. Can you tell us when you initially had the idea of staging The Odyssey? How did you set about selecting the parts of the poem that were going to be used?
I was keen at the time to try and do a Greek play. It's just a period that I'd never really worked on before, but which interested me. And so then it was about setting about to find which play or piece to do. And so I spent 2 or 3 months reading lots of different Greek plays in translation and Greek poems in translation, and decided that The Odyssey was something that interested me, and it was really, it was the narrative of it. I thought it was a fantastic story. So I'd read different versions of a poem, and also a couple of the other already existing stage versions, like Derek Walcott's. And I thought that it was a story that appealed to me for several reasons, really. Whenever I do a piece, I want it to have some sort of contemporary relevance to the here and now. Now, that doesn't mean that when we finally do the play that we'll set it in the here and now, but I think it's got to say something to us today. And there were several things in The Odyssey which interested me. Firstly, was the portrayal of a particular family, a family where a father has been away for 20 years, comes back and finds a mother and son who have lived without him for that period of time. The son since he was a baby, and the mother has sort of looked after that kingdom in his absence, and has had all sorts of pressures to do with relationships from outside, and that seemed very relevant to a society today where families seem to be revisited, really, or the structure of families today seem to be rather up for grabs, that those clearly defined roles are changing, so there seemed to be a connection there, which I found fascinating. I thought it was a really good yarn as well. I just thought it was a very good story. And without wanting to focus on this too much, there was a sort of a millennial feel to a journey home, and a vast journey which was of self-discovery as much. There was an internal journey of self-discovery as much as the epic journey itself.